When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, it's the half hour of Power, the best show, post show, 30 minutes of unscreened rapid fire phone calls. AP Mike is no longer behind the phones. He is now just Mike.
Yeah.
The AP part is over for tonight.
Yeah.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good.
You all right?
Yeah.
You having fun?
I was having a little stomach problems earlier. Too many cashew clusters.
Ooh.
But I think I'm fine now.
All right. This, I don't want to know.
I'm gonna have to take.
I'm glad I opened up a second bag.
Take it back and chill with the cashew clusters. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's click it back on the cashew clusters. And on mic three, we have the one and only Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
I'm okay. I got bit by a tick the other day, though, and that was equally gross.
Rough stuff, man. Everybody's falling apart.
Did you find it on your...
Yes, yeah, that was cool.
Where was it?
Ugh, it was on my thigh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ugh.
I know.
Well, it could have been worse.
I've never had to pull one off, and it was like a big fear of mine when I was a kid.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I would see those educational films on like what to do as a kid if you got one, and those would paranoia me. Like I would tuck my socks into my pants and go hiking in the woods, and the other kids would make fun of me, and I thought ticks were gonna kill me, you know? Like,
well, you could never get the head out. That was the big fear, and you had to burn it out. What did you use a match?
I got so squeamish about it that I had to have my roommate with tweezers pull it off.
It was dug in pretty good.
It was dug in enough that it was hard, and it was big, and I went camping, so it was kind of...
Oh, okay.
The fear realized.
Some of them get pretty bloated.
Anyway, I think we're out of time now, right, Tom?
I think I'm going to throw up. Sorry.
Bloated with blood.
Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike and Pat Byrne.
Hey, guys, this is Eric in New York.
Eric in New York, what's up?
Hey, I'm actually, I made that... Photoshop image of Julie Klausner, the Impractical Joke Arena, with the rest of the Impractical Jokers last week, and I just want to thank you for putting that up. That was really cool.
That was very funny. Thank you. I appreciate
it. No problem. And I wasn't running out the door for work the next day. So.
Oh, that's right. Well, I created the alternate reality of you working on the thing all night and then being like oversleeping because you spent all night working on a good a thing of Julie Klausner with the Impractical Jokers.
That's totally happened to me before, but not in that situation. So I just thought that was really funny.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for that art. I thought it was really great, and I appreciate you doing it. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike and Pat Byrne.
Hello there, Tom and the gang. My name's Avery. I'm in London right now.
Hi, Avery. How are you?
I'm okay. I've had better nights, to be honest.
It
was kind of a rough night. Yeah, I have a routine, is that a normal thing? Do regular people have a routine at the end of the day?
Sure, like a way you wind down?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just my day was, I had an appointment ran long in the afternoon and, you know, it just cascades and then your whole evening gets thrown back and just my routine, I couldn't settle down for the evening just because, it just got thrown off.
A little too, your head's still moving?
Yeah, I'm just still, but, you know, I tried, like, you know, I tidied up my room and laid out my clothes for tomorrow, and I, you know, I usually do this, like, I walk around the neighborhood and just sort of relax and try, you know, process the day and, you know, say hi to, you know, anyone that's around. But everything just got knocked back, and so, you know, by the time I went out, it was late. It was dark, you know, nothing was going on. It wasn't as relaxing. Mm.
Sure.
Do you have access to alcohol?
I mean, in theory, I don't like to go to those parts of town, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can buy it at a shop and bring it home. It relaxes
people. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but the shop is in, you know, it's a rough neighborhood. Uh-huh. And, you know, that's why, you know, try and walk around, sort of do like an unofficial neighborhood watch thing sometimes.
Do they deliver?
I don't know. I've never.
You can have booze delivered in Bayonne. I didn't think that was, like, you know, legal, but you can. You know, you can just hole up, you know, go on one of your 3-day binges.
Uh huh.
And you don't have to leave the house.
And they bring it to you.
They bring it to you, yeah.
Uh huh.
Amazing.
So you're saying I could just hole up here and they would keep bringing booze?
Well, in theory, yes. If you have a liquor store that delivers.
Well, let me ask you this: Do you like drinking alcohol?
Myself, no. I've never. I drank it once when I was 19, and then never again.
Wow. A teetotaler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
you know
what
you might need to do to wind down then is just kind of give yourself a place you can physically be that doesn't trigger things. Is there a way you can make your bedroom not feel like everything you look at reminds you of something you have to do?
I'm in a shared house, so it's like my bedroom's my only space. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's no living room I can go and chill out in or anything. So I try to make it as relaxing as possible already, but you know, it's pretty sparse, if I'm honest.
Sometimes your mind just, have you tried meditating, anything like that?
I tried it, but I don't know. I feel like I'm too, like, ironic for it, or, you know, post-ironic, or whatever stage we're at now. Like, the whole time I'm making fun of myself for even trying it, you know?
You got to go easier on yourself and stop boxing yourself in with that stuff. You're allowed to be whoever you want to be, and you don't have to be some... You don't have to fulfill some role or whatever it is in the context of what you think people expect of you. You do what you got to do.
I do try. I don't know if this is close enough to meditation. Have you talked before on the show about ASMR videos or any of those things?
That stuff does not work for me at all. Those whisper videos, they work too.
It's great for me.
Good. Well, then maybe you really need to chase that and let that get you into that state that relaxes you.
Yeah, I'll give it as a prelude to the meditation, and then it'll chill me out enough that I don't judge myself. And
go easy on yourself too. Don't judge yourself.
I'm going to judge myself for this call. I thought it'd be fun. I think
you did a great job. I feel like I got to know you a little bit, and that's all I could ask from that. So we all had a good time, so you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Have a great
day. And I hope you find your other soundboard.
I hope so, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, let's see who we got here. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP, Mike, and Dudio.
Hey, guys, how's it
Dudio.
Going?
Dudio.
Dudio? Dudio's not here. Who said Dudio? Who wrote Dudio on this piece of paper? It's Pat Byrne. It's not Dudio.
I'm looking around.
It's like he's still here.
Sorry, young man. What were you saying?
The ghost in the machine.
Yes. What were you saying?
This is Pierre from Ottawa.
What's up, Pierre? popular name this week in Canada, huh?
I guess so, yeah.
It's nice to be a Pierre right now.
Living large.
Yeah, you're doing it. Right?
Finally. Finally.
Are you partying up there now with the new prime minister?
No.
No?
No. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't party.
You don't party?
No. I had lacrosse practice, and all those kids are partying now, but I'm old and boring.
Well, what can I do for you, champ?
Not too much. How was the show? I missed the show.
Goodbye.
He wants a recap.
Well, the first thing that happened was Half Hour Power, you're on with the AP, Mike, and Pat Byrne.
Hi, this is Jefferson from Texas.
Jefferson, what's up, bro?
Nothing much. Reading some comics, waiting to get on with you guys.
What comics are you reading?
I'm reading right now the Marvel's new Darth Vader series by Kieran Gillen.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
It's fun.
I had a question for you guys that was perfectly suited for the Half Hour of Power.
Sure. What is it?
I saw on Twitter recently someone said that it was time for Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake to be barged. And I was wondering if there was anybody right now that you would barge.
That I would barge?
Yeah.
Who would I barge?
That's a good question. Trying to think.
Who would you barge?
Easy answer would be like Trump.
Yeah, that's
The Impractical Jokers.
No, I wouldn't barge.
Yeah, I wouldn't barge.
You wouldn't barge the Impractical Jokers.
So you want me to barge? Let me get this straight. You want me to barge Sal and Murr and Q and
Murr.
Vixen.
Murr.
Vixens?
Vixen? I don't know.
Is one of their names Vixen?
I'm mixing them up with the reindeer, I think.
Yeah. The night the impractical, like, 'twas the night the Impractical Jokers saved Christmas.
They must have done a Christmas special. You'll have to find that one.
Go down the chimney. Go down the chimney. Bring those presents.
Unplug that guy's lights.
Unplug his lights. Yeah, put some stocking stuffers. Yeah. Put some stuff in his stocking. Oh, no, don't make me do it. Oh, no. I don't know who I would barge. I'm full of love right now, Jefferson. I can't think of anybody. Thanks, bro. Mike, anybody come to mind?
Well, no, Trump is, that's high on the list. I can't keep thinking, though.
Pat, anybody you'd barge?
A very recent one for me is Shepard Fairey.
Shepard Fairey, artist Shepard Fairey. Why would you barge him?
They're giving him all this mural space in Jersey City,
mm-hmm.
and it just irks me. Like, I just think he's like the McDonald's of art and street art, mm-hmm. especially. You know, he's more of a brand than he is an artist. And there's all these people locally that I think are really talented that could use the real estate to like advertise their work, mm-hmm. and they're like, "Oh, Jersey City, we're making money now. We're hip now. Let's get some Hollywood artists to." And it's just like, no, like we have, I don't know. It's just
no.
It's,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and then so you know,
I think I would barge the Iron Man, Cal Ripken. I don't know if you've been listening to any of the Mets games.
Who won the game tonight, Mike?
The Mets won.
The Mets won.
It's 3-0 now.
Mets win.
Well, these Mets fans are going to be insufferable.
Yeah. It would take a total collapse if they don't win this round in the series anyway.
They are exhausting.
Someone,
you're one of them, aren't you?
Well, I am a fan, but you know I'm not seeing it. Not in Bayonne. Bayonne's a real Yankee town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went out to, you know, I didn't want to stay in my apartment when they had the last game against the Dodgers. I figured I'd go to this bar. And there were some people there, but not like a crowd. You know, it's, mm-hmm. you know, 11, 12 people at the most. I did start a Let's Go Mets chant that everybody in the bar took up on. Mm-hmm. So I felt proud about that.
That's nice. They chanted because the bartender said, oh, you weren't bartending then.
No, no.
You were just there saying, let's go Mets.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all did it.
They did, yeah.
But you know what I mean with these Mets fans when they're just they can't handle the rush of power.
I don't know that there's more Mets fans. I just think that, you know, Mets fans are so used to being beaten down all the time that, you know, that the Yankee the Mets gear disappears until, you know, they're finally having a good run. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think they're out there, but they're low key. They're not wearing their gear in the losing seasons, you know.
It's tough to live in a city where there's like another giant baseball team.
Well, that's it. I mean, they live in the shadow of the Yankees all
franchise,
the time.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are making the playoffs until recently. They used to make it just about every year. Mm-hmm. And actually the Yankee gear is always going, you know. That's like endless.
Right.
You know, even in the off season the Yankees, it's like a fashion statement, so.
Yeah.
The Mets never really achieved that.
No, but you see those. I just see the tood I pick coming off some of these Met fans. You think they were coming from some winning tradition when all they've done is eat it over and over.
Yeah, but
nothing humble about them.
No, but I've actually heard the people who won't believe it until the last out in the World Series. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the other side of the Mets fans are the constant doubters. Who, you know, are just expecting, you know, another collapse.
Yeah, but they're right to expect that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's ingrained, though.
Yeah.
Even when they have these phenomenal pitchers and, you know.
When you go to McDonald's, you expect to be sold a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you go to the Mets.
When you go to a Mets game,
you expect
to see them blow it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I guess that's what it is. It's psychological now.
Yeah, so these fans. They should be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing that could happen right now is if the Cubs went 4 in a row. The Mets fans would be so much happier.
Some would be happy. I would not be happy if that happened.
Because these Mets fans are haunted by the idea that when they won in 86, they're still haunted by the fact they didn't win more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is like the ultimate. Like they lost. Has a championship team ever lost as badly? In the cosmic scheme of things, when you think about it?
Well, I mean, Chicago's history is even worse, so, I mean.
Yeah.
But that was supposed to be a dynasty.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear what you're saying.
Have you heard about the Back to the Future thing? Where
yes.
Yeah.
The Cubs win.
I mean, I'll be glad that doesn't happen. That the Back to the Future prophecy didn't happen.
I would like it if the Cubs came back and won 4. In a row, and then Mets fans would be a little more grounded, a little more humble, back to their humble, defeated roots. Because right now they're walking around, they're strutting, and they're just going to get hurt. These people are going to get hurt somehow.
Uh-huh.
They're going to do stupid things.
It's not impossible. I mean, that happened to the Yankees, right?
Your team, Pat?
For baseball?
Yes.
I mean, as a kid, it was the Mets, and then I didn't really get into baseball, and my dad really liked the Yankees, so I was like, okay, I like the Yankees, but like, I don't really like baseball at all. For a while, I did like the Cubs too, just because I think the colors. But
sure,
I haven't followed baseball in so long.
Yeah, you are always a Mets fan, Mike.
No, I mean,
who's your favorite Met? Rusty Staub.
When I was
Tom
a kid,
Tom Seaver, Tom Terrific. You got two Tom Terrifics in your life, Mike.
Yeah, I do. Now that I think about it.
Oh, Tom Terrific.
No, I was a Yankee fan as a kid. You know, my grandfather was taking us to bat day and everything.
Reggie?
But it was the beginning of the horrible era, you know, like the early 70s.
Okay.
Horace Clark and
Joe Pepitone.
Tommy Tresh.
The end of Joe Pepitone.
Bobby Mercer was coming on the scene.
What do you think of his hair, Joe Pepitone's hair?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a thick head up there. I mean, you know, and it's still going strong. I mean, have you seen him lately?
Yeah, it's still going strong. It's a,
it's a wig.
Yeah, it's still going strong. We could get,
moving
in two different places at two different times, Mike.
It doesn't move in the wind, I've noticed.
No, but it moves when he takes it off his head. That's when it moves.
Puts it on that styrofoam.
Yeah, when it's on that styrofoam thing, as it moves off his head onto that.
Onto the styrofoam.
Yeah, yeah. You'll notice that hair moves a little. That hair does one. There's one time that hair moves and it moves.
Uh-huh.
When it goes, when he sends it out for the dry cleaner.
99.
And he puts it on the stand. Yeah, 99. He puts it on the thing. And then he puts on his whatever he wears over his head at night before he goes to bed.
Yeah, the guys with the wigs, boy. You know, that's a tough thing to carry off.
Sure is.
You know, and God love them. They, you know, gives them some sort of confidence.
Whatever works for
you. Yeah.
I don't judge whatever works for you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Half Hour Power. You're on with AP Mike and Pat Byrne.
Hi, this is Danny Ash.
Oh boy.
Uh huh. Yes. What was that now?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
What planet?
Hi, I'm tornado shelter right now.
You're in an animal shelter?
Tornado shelter.
Tornado shelter. Why are you in a tornado shelter?
I'm visiting my mom's house right now. It's the only place I can smoke weed.
Okay, so you're... And where is it again? I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I'm in Edmond, Oklahoma. This is Danny Hatch. I was on your show a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And you're smoking out in the bomb shelter, the tornado shelter.
Yep, it's pretty secure down here. Just saw the tweet. Wanted to say hi. Uh-huh.
What if you really get that place cranking, right? You hotbox that place like nobody's business. Then, like, your mom's got to go down there when there's an actual tornado warning. And then she's just like, then all of a sudden she's like blasted out of her gourd because you turned it because there's just residue in the air.
Mm-hmm. Did we lose him?
You there, bro? We lost him.
Have we ever, has the show ever done any analytics on, you know, how many people smoke up during the show?
No.
This might be something to look into.
I'm sure, it's a pretty
marketing.
Pretty healthy amount, right?
Yeah. I always encourage people to smoke up during the music collages.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can see that being a thing.
Yeah.
On High Times or something.
Take you to another place.
And make some weird list.
Yeah, go for it, right?
Yeah.
Right? Let's get loose, guys. Sound collage time, right?
Yeah.
Get your vape pen
get
going.
Get your vape on.
Yeah. Get your vape on. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike and Pat Byrne.
Pat, I got to tell you, you tweeted out the wrong phone number.
What? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, crap. Really?
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, love the show, guys.
But people are still getting through.
Yeah. Oh, I missed the two.
Boy. Yeah.
Sorry.
I love this
guy. I thought it was pretty funny.
That's funny. Who's this now, buddy?
My name is Brendan.
Brendan. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from New York.
From New York?
Yeah.
What's up tonight, Brendan?
Tom, two quick questions.
Yeah.
One, where would you recommend starting with Destroyer?
Good question. Well, I would say two albums. Start with two albums. Why don't you go with Rubies?
Okay.
And Poison Season, the new one.
Poison. Okay, cool.
Nice.
Second question, if you're humoring me.
Okay. Yeah.
Just started listening to like a lot of like that Boston stuff, Volcano Suns and everything.
Sure.
I'm kind of in love with Big Dipper.
Yeah.
And anything else you'd recommend?
Do you know The Embarrassment?
I do not.
Well, The Embarrassment is the band that Bill Gaffrier was in before Big Dipper, and they're one of the all-time greatest bands. They were from Lawrence, Kansas, and their stuff is so great, and you have to check it out. You'll love it.
The Embarrassment.
Yes.
All right, cool, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bud. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike and Pat Byrne. Yeah? Okay.
Shelter.
Sounds like the shelter.
Heavy breather.
AP Mike, what's going on? Anything striking your fancy now?
Not a whole lot. I was thinking about your topic earlier when I was a kid. And two things sort of jumped out. The first one was when I was a kid, I thought Spam was delicious. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a real treat mm-hmm. when we were going to get Spam. You know, and it's like, wow, okay. I mean, you know.
Yeah. And how would you eat it?
We liked it, you know, you put it on the broiler.
Yeah. Or you sliced could, it? You sliced it.
Sliced it, yeah. Thinner the better. You liked it a little burnt.
Okay.
Yeah, you went through an early spell. Yeah.
No, but I understand it, though. I'm seeing what you're doing with it.
And then we graduated to Taylor Ham.
Yeah.
And we thought that was like, you know, wow, you know, we're moving up in the world, you know.
It's my
like,
family loved Taylor Ham.
Did they? Yeah.
Oh, you boy.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you know, looking back, you know, not always the best choices. And then the other one that jumped out was when I was a kid, we had a wooded area near our house, and that's where all the kids played. I mean, that was like our little Disney World, you know.
Sure,
we'd
sure.
go there, and there were streams. It was a storm drain let off into these streams, and we'd go in the storm drain and just hang out in there. You know, yell, you get that echo going. But it was also like where most of my sex education occurred, you know, because the older boys would smuggle magazines and they couldn't keep it in the house, so they'd stash it in the woods. And most of these magazines would get ripped up and, you know, you'd stumble upon pieces. And one time, you know, one of my friends took a piece of this torn up magazine and shoved it in my face. And it was, you know, the first time I'd seen a photograph of an adult penis. And my first impression was that it was a chimpanzee's thumb. That was, you know, I didn't even recognize it as human, you know. But that's, you know, the bubble hadn't burst in my, you know, the innocence. You know, this was sure. Mike in his innocent phase.
Sure,
know?
Sure.
I didn't
sure.
even know what that was at one time. It's mm-hmm. hard to believe, but
yeah,
man, that's yeah. always stayed with me.
Sure. Chimpanzee's thumb.
Yeah.
Pat left. Pat's getting as far away from the thing as he can. From the door, from, I don't know, from us as he can. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike and Pat Byrne. Oh, they're gone. They were on. Why'd they hang up?
I corrected the number also.
Thank you, Pat. Pat, what's going on with you? You have another episode of Prove It All Night coming up?
Yeah, we're doing Halloween on the 31st, Saturday the 31st. It's on a Saturday this year, so having a big Prove It All Fright, we're calling it.
Nice.
And,
well,
yeah,
will the audience be required to wear a costume? And
I'm going to put costume contest on the flyer, but put the word fake really tiny.
Oh, okay.
So no one can really read it. It's not going to be a real contest, but yeah,
it could be people a fun fun vibe.
John Early, Mary Houlihan, music from the Brimstones. That'll
nice.
Be good.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's a really fantastic lineup.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Any childhood thing, Pat, like that?
I don't know how to match that or even really.
Well, no, nobody could match
nobody
that.
Nobody could match that.
Nobody
this was
match.
Common.
I felt terrible.
You thought it was what, Mike?
I thought it was common. I thought most kids, you know, learned about sex in the woods.
I'll say,
you know, with torn up magazines.
I'll say this. I do remember walking into New Jersey woods. And having there be random porno magazines.
Yeah, yeah.
That I could attest to.
I thought it was a tradition, you know? It's just
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
something kids do.
I don't know why. I think we're probably the only woods in America that has that problem. But
So are we letting down future generations by not
well,
peppering
yeah.
the woods with...
well, like, you're
are
right.
We, are we,
it's
are we
it's
like,
lost with yeah. all this internet stuff, yeah. And now Playboy's taken away, you know?
You know, it'd be so funny... Yeah, Playboy has no more naked ladies
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be out of business in 3 weeks after
yeah.
that starts. It would be funny if you were just, like, trying to, like, continue the tradition and then suddenly you got caught with the cops. They're just like, yeah, what are you doing? And you're just like, no, I'm trying to
keep
You know how when you're in the woods and you find the magazine, and then you say, like, when you're a kid and you find, and they hear you just say, like, kid.
Kids don't
and they're
have
just
that
like,
anymore.
That's it.
Clink. You're like, wait, so you're bringing magazines to kids? You pervert? You're in jail for 20 years.
Or the opposite happens, and it's, he's just like, he explains himself, and the cops are just like, oh, yeah, I guess that does make sense.
That tracks.
As you were.
Yeah, go ahead. You need some help, sir?
And even though we had other magazines, you know, we always just called them Playboys. You know, you got any Playboys? You know, it was like a generic term.
Sure. That just represented any magazine you found in the woods, whether it be one of your issues of...
I don't know if I've ever told you this story. There was one of my friends worked in
the scariest phrase ever. One that you're not sure if you got to yet.
One of my friends worked in a Krausers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Krausers.
His father worked there, and so he got a little side job there. So he had like free access to, you know, when they tear off the covers and then you know they're supposed to throw out the magazine, he was basically just taking them home. And he built a what I refer to as a porno bunker. In his basement, he had like a little section of the basement, which was walled off, and you know had an entrance. He had a door on it, and he kept a padlock on it.
Okay,
you know, just so his mother.
Hold on, caller. Seriously, finish this. I don't want you to hang up, but I want Mike to finish it.
His mother didn't even have access to it. You know, so yeah, it was like, how did he pull that off in his own house? He had like this. And it was basically because he had all the porno in it. That's where the porno was. Yeah. Amazing. Lengths kids would go to.
Caller, welcome to the Half Hour Power.
Hey.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Shane from Boston.
Okay, what's up, Shane?
I just wanted to say I like to eat apples and tomatoes. I like to eat apples and tomatoes.
Okay.
What is that song?
That's just a little ditty that my father came up with when I was hiding corn in my old days.
Hiding corn. Porn. Oh, porn.
Yeah, that was just a segue.
Oh.
You like to eat what again?
Apples and tomatoes, but it's supposed to be apples and tomatoes, but part of the song is to say it wrong.
Hmm.
Sure. And when did your father start singing that song?
Just about the time that I started hiding porn in an elaborate cellar.
maybe more people had these than I'm
in an elaborate cellar.
Yeah, yeah.
How elaborate was the cellar?
Well, you know. You had your whole padlock and wooden door, but beyond that, I guess the elaborateness was just with the padlock because, you know, three different double-digit numbers was pretty complicated.
I guess there were more parents, you know, who were willing to let their kids padlock parts of the house, which is, you know, alarming. Yeah,
and when you caller had that padlock, was it just like... Was anybody just like, what's padlocked in there?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was kind of just like, it was like, well, you know, he takes 45-minute showers. We'll let that slide. He has an entire portion of the house padlocked. We'll let that slide. And it wasn't until years later that I realized they knew exactly what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah.
Well...
Young boys, yeah. It's like better in the house than outside the house. What's with this guy? This guy doesn't sound like he's from Boston, though.
No, this is definitely
not. Oh, no. I'm not a Boston native. I'm just a piece of shit from Philadelphia.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
So you're just Philly trash.
Yeah. I'm seeing you in Cambridge.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Thanks for the warning.
And what are you doing up in... What do you do? How'd you get from Philly up to Boston?
School.
School. Please tell me what school you're going to up there.
I go to Boston University, so you can pretty much just...
Drop out of BU, right? You know that song?
Nope, never heard of it.
Well, it's Modern Lovers. You should check them out.
Modern. Oh, they talk about BU?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
They did it in 74. They were singing about dropping out of BU.
Oh, there's a whole like BU dropout movement actually right now. It's pretty bad.
Well, what are you there for, bro?
Film studies. I actually called in the other night and talked about Kelly Reichert on the Half Hour of Power.
Yeah, we talked about that. What are you looking to do? Are you looking to make movies?
Yeah, I'd like to be an independent filmmaker in the future. I'm thinking about moving to Austin actually to do that.
And like, what kind of movies would you make?
Well, I mean, I'd like to make movies that represent my life. I don't feel like I'd like to copy anybody else, but I really like the work of a lot of different independent filmmakers right now, like Andrew Brzezelski and Joe Swanberg and Kelly.
Yeah, we had Kevin Corrigan in here a few months ago.
Really?
He did that most recent movie. Results.
Results. Yeah. He also did with what's his name? He did that Buffalo 66.
Sure, with Prince Vince. Vince
Gallo. Yeah. Vince Gallo. Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen it a few times.
Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite movies.
You like that movie, Mike?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I should watch it again.
Pat, have you seen Buffalo 66?
Luxury cars. They shift themselves.
I drive a luxury car. Was this a shifter car? I don't drive shifter cars.
He's
I drive
great
luxury cars that shift themselves.
I love Vincent Gallo in that movie. He's so...
Yeah,
you
he's
can't
real...
Can't take your eyes off of him.
And luckily he didn't whip his dick out in that movie, luckily.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, he was like a painter and a singer.
It's all
he
over
some
the
interesting
map.
Interesting music.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie, My Winnipeg?
No, what's that?
Did you ever see that, Mike? My Winnipeg? Madden?
Yeah, I tried to watch it. Maybe I was in the right frame of mind. I couldn't get through it.
How about you, Pat? You ever see?
I never saw My Winnipeg.
I watched it last week. I loved it.
Okay.
I might have been in the right frame of mind for it.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved it. It's just...
What's it like?
It's like a guy just doing his own. It's like a guy saying that like a movie can be this also, and it has nothing to do with normal movies and normal narratives.
Yeah,
it's like a. It's like a piece about the city of Winnipeg. It's like his. It's like half fictional, half true, and it all just smears together.
Is he narrating it?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a Michael Rapaport movie, is it?
No, it's Guy Madden is the guy.
Oh, okay.
But it's a narrative? It's not like a...
It's a weird mix of a whole lot of things.
Yeah. It's in black and white, right?
Yeah. Almost totally.
Okay.
Like a little bits in color, but
okay.
99% in black and white.
Yeah.
You should watch it, bro.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
I got it.
What are you doing? You smoking out tonight? What are you doing?
No, I just drink a bit. I'm supposed to be writing a paper right now, but
what are you writing a paper on?
I'm writing it on Stan Brakhage's avant-garde cinema, which is the bane of my goddamn existence.
Yeah, it's boring, right?
Have you seen like structural film?
Look, I didn't go to film school. I don't have to watch that
I know.
Junk.
I know.
That's your nightmare, bro. You're the one going to get an education. I had to learn this stuff on the streets. I didn't get it. I don't have to go watch that. I don't have to go have some teacher tell me what to watch.
If you're
alcohol with you. You're
No, I promise. I'm actually just high on Mai Tais right now.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I just get really excited to talk to you.
Okay. Well, I like talking to you too. You should call more often.
Oh, thanks. I will, especially during the half hour power because I know it's no hold bars over here.
Yeah, you're a goofball. I like you.
All right, you can hang up on me.
All right, bro. You have a great night. We got to end. We got to end the half hour power.
Get your permission.
All right. I love you guys.
Okay.
I'll write that guy's paper.
Yeah, Stan Brakhage. Oh boy. All right. That is the end of the half hour power. AP Mike, people can see you over at Mass's Tavern in Bayonne, New Jersey. You're bartending on Sundays?
Yeah, and this past Sunday, I had a record. 7 people turned out at the same time.
Including members of the band Spray Paint.
Yeah, it was wild.
And, that's wild. That is wild.
Yeah, I think people, they were touring. They played in Brooklyn the night before, I guess, with Paul Bruno's.
The Unblinking Ear showcase.
Yeah. And so they were getting back on the road, and they figured, hey, stop at Mass's. And they even went out of the way.
Wow.
Because the Bayonne Bridge is closed on Sundays.
The Bayonne Bridge seems like it's closed until the end of time at this point.
Yeah, it's a pain in the neck.
When are they going to fix that thing?
It's going to be like the Truman Show when the bridge is like...
Uh-huh. Well, it was supposed to be finished this year, but now it looks like another year. They're going to just tack on another year.
Because I see... I'm driving in for this job in Brooklyn every day. I mean, Bayonne Bridge is just closed for a long time, right?
Well, they used to schedule, like, the weekends, they used to leave it open, mm-hmm. and try and let people have the bridge a couple days of the week.
But now it's like, it says, like, close 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's like, well, why would you close it then?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not close it at 3 a.m. to 9 a.m.? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, union stuff.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So you had a lot of people on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, it was nice, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And people can hopefully come out this week and hang out with you over there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
And Pat, you have Prove It All Night happening on Saturday, October 31st, Halloween.
Yes, big Halloween show. And even this Saturday, I guess that would be tomorrow night. If anybody is home and wants a listener or is driving, I'll have a live set from Richard Lloyd that we pre-taped.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. Wow, yeah. Well, yeah. You did, not to do behind the curtain here, but you did tape it already?
Yeah, we taped it last Saturday before... my show last Saturday, but it's airing this coming Saturday, which is tomorrow night, the 26th.
Yeah, that's Saturday is the 24th.
24th. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
That's really cool. Was he good?
You know, everybody was like, oh, be careful with that guy. He's going to, I've heard stories. He can be really difficult. Mm-hmm. And I understood why. I mean, like, he's been through, like, some stuff. Mm-hmm. He's gone, I'm sure, I think he's battled with, like, addiction and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, I totally speak that kind of crazy, and I always feel like people like that, and not to use the word crazy because I don't...
Sure,
That's totally just wrong. But he couldn't have been nicer, and he loved that, like, I knew people from his life. Like, we had, like, weird mutual friends from, like, that I had interviewed from the old New York scene and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was just super nice, and he really can play still and sing, and his band was great. So it'll be a great session if you guys want to
tune in. How many songs did he play?
He played it for about 20, 25 minutes.
Wow, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have to edit it a little bit, but it'll be...
Somebody posted a link to a recent interview he did that was really good on the Friends of Tom board. I don't know exactly what thread it's in, but look around on there.
Okay, and WFMU.org is where people can... track down your show this Saturday.
Yes, playlist/RR, if they want to hear that.
All right, and people, go see Sharpling and Worcester live, Toronto, Boston, and Philadelphia through November and December. Tickets are on sale over at stereolaughs.com/tour. That's LAFFS, Stereo Laughs. And on the Best Show next week, I believe we'll have a couple guests in studio. We should have... Martin Courtney from Real Estate is going to come by, and I believe Gail Bennington from the show Bennington will be here, which will be nice. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we will see you on the Best Show next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.